The junior senator from the great state of Louisiana joins us right now, Senator John Kennedy. Senator, the chair recognizes you.
Good morning, Tommy. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Same to you, sir. I will yield 5 to 7 minutes of my time to you.
Well, what do you want to talk about? Military, I think?
In Washington? Where you at?
No, I got in last night. My plane was kind of late because it started snowing in D.C. But I got in about midnight.
I was going to ask you, do you have time to get out and enjoy it?
No.
A little bit old to make snow angels, huh, John?
We started early yesterday, and we finished, we got finished kind of early, 2 or 3 o'clock, but I headed to the airport because I knew there'd be a backup there.
All right, we'll get talking.
I've got a hearing this morning on railroads and chemical companies, and I think I'm down at the Port of New Orleans.
All right, let me ask you quickly about your flood insurance thing, and then we'll get to military, okay?
The flood insurance program is set to expire November 30th. We're trying to get together a reform bill that's affordable for people. I can't get the Senate to act. Several of us have just introduced a bill, myself, Cassidy, Rubio, Menendez, some others, to extend the program for 6 months. It'll maintain the status quo, but we've only got till November 30th.
We're talking about also, and that's why we invited you on initially, National Defense Strategy Commission, former top Republican, Democratic officials selected by Congress. They evaluated President Trump's 2018 National Defense Strategy, but they said, in a way, it's not enough. And they even postulated that we could potentially lose a war against China or Russia. What is the feeling there in the Senate about the military and your own feeling as well? Do you think that that we're spending enough on the military, or that we are as up to date with the other countries as we should be?
The report is generally correct, in my opinion. We are spending more on the military. We're now spending about $750 billion a year. We just increased it under President Trump. Our biggest threat by far is China. I'm not saying that Russia's not a threat, but it's really the college team versus the junior varsity. Russia's economy, a lot of people don't know this, is smaller than the economy of New York State.
Wow.
Russia has nuclear weapons and good spies, but they have a very weak economy. China is a totally different story. I was in Beijing with 3 of my colleagues week before last. I can tell you they pretend not to be, but I believe their long-term goal is to export their system of government to Western democracies. They're weaponizing space. They're building military islands in the South China Sea. They're spending a lot more on defense. Now, having said all of that, the United States of America is without any possible reasonable disagreement, the most powerful country in all of human history. But we've got to remain vigilant. And I can tell you, China wants to replace us. I wish I didn't have to say that, but they do. They're very aggressive.
So is this a function, Senator, of spending more money, or not just spending more money, but spending more money on the right things? Because the gentleman from the RAND Corporation told us, in terms of the latest weaponry and technology from Russia and China, that we're trying to fight it with 70s technology. Is that accurate?
I don't agree with that completely. We do a lot of research and development, but to answer your question, I think the answer is both, Tommy. Number one, we are going to have to gradually increase our military spending. They're competing values. In 2021, if the cost continues to rise, we will be spending more on prescription drugs in America than in the federal budget. We'll be spending more on prescription drugs and defense. That's just a fact. There are a lot of competing interests. But number two, we've got to spend the money more efficiently. Here's something a lot of people don't know. I was shocked when I found out that it was true. The Department of Defense has never been audited. Never. Ever. Not
once. Wow.
Really? Now, we're trying to do something about that. There was an effort under President Obama to try to do an audit. some of his folks, frankly, killed the idea. But you can't just, I mean, you can't have a government agency that's never been upped. That's inexcusable.
Senator, I appreciate your time. I really do. Are you ready to declare for governor yet? Did you want to do it here, right now?
No, I'm going to make a decision pretty soon, Tom. All right. Yeah, I'm not trying to be coy.
I know, but you promised to do it here. You remember that, right?
Absolutely, man.
All right. You have a good day. Next time you're in the area, drop in. We'd love to talk to you in person.
Thanks, Tommy. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, sir. Have a nice Thanksgiving yourself. Senator John Kennedy talking about the United States being ready to fight a conventional war, and I agree with him. There is no doubt in my mind that China would love to take over the world, and I've been talking about these Chinese islands, as have a lot of other people, for a long, long time. They did not spend that money. They did not spend those resources, efforts, etc., to just walk away from these islands.